It is time for SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank here on WWL. And Paul Byers is the North Shore president of Metairie Bank, and he joins us on WWL. Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you?
Good. Did you have a good fourth?
I had a great fourth. We went up to a lake in North Louisiana for the weekend, visited family, came back, and enjoyed fireworks in Madisonville last night. There were great shows, and just a good family friendly event. It was a lot of fun.
What did you do on the lake?
I've got a half of my family is from a small lake in North Louisiana. We just we skied and floated and just spent a lot of good quality family time together.
That's great. I figured a guy like you would be like spending the 4th of July weekend, like, you know, balancing his checkbook or something.
No, yeah, funny. But
I'm glad to hear you don't, but I really think that.
Well, you know, look, even bankers, we take advantage of all of the digital advantages that we have with online banking and the ability to reconcile things. But and before we get into our topic, I just wanted to say the introduction to your show, there was so much to unpack there, even with the I don't know if I'm now old enough to say this, even the little slide in of lyrics from Steeler's Wheel there towards the end. But if I could put one little vote in, one song that my father, who passed away last year, always said was something that he just felt touched him, and that was Lee Greenwood, God Bless the USA.
You know, that is an excellent song, and we played that Monday, I think. Yeah, we played that Monday. I think it's time for Lee Greenwood to update it, because when he talks about people who died, he talks about the men that died, and I think he needs to just slip in there the men and women that died to keep us free.
Yeah, the those that died.
Yeah, exactly. That's good.
Protecting our freedoms.
All right, last month.
Anyway, go on. I know we have a topic to discuss.
That's okay. I love your input in the conversation. Metairie Bank celebrated World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. That was celebrated last month. And so one of the things that came out of this was just a lot of information about protecting yourself and protecting your loved ones from potential threats. Scams that affect senior citizens. You want to give us a few of those?
Yeah, there's so many different scams that can happen. These are people that call and they'll, whether it's a Medicare scam or some type of a phishing email, or, you know, they say, oh, you know, you've won this this award, but you have to pay taxes, so please remit payment for the taxes. Or if you're trying to sell something or buy something online that maybe isn't a place that you're familiar with, these are all areas where elderly can get taken advantage of. And you know, we hear the stories a lot of times where if people get phone calls and it's, you know, if you get someone who gets you on the phone and says, you know, you've had a family member who's been in an accident and we can't perform whatever needs to be performed without a credit card, and they're charged, you know, information, and they're trying to get that, you know, a hospital's not going to do that. You know, you have to recognize that these are people that are trying to pressure and force an action that you're really and prey upon emotion you don't have to do that. You know, you can ask them for their name and their number, and tell them you'll call them back. Take a breath, call a family member. Don't call back that number that they gave you, because chances are, if this is a scam, that's a wrong number.
Right.
But you can call a family member or somebody that you trust.
All right, Paul, here's something that shocks me from the information you were giving out last month on this, this special day. The average victim of elder financial exploitation loses $120,000.
Yes. Yes. You know, nearly one in five report losing money, and overall reported losses since 2020 is like $1.2 billion. You know, and part of the scary thing is that if you look at the percentage of where it comes from, 47% of the perpetrators that prey upon elderly are family members.
Wow.
22% are acquaintances.
Wow.
14% are the non-family caregivers. Now, for those of us, and I have an elderly family member that we help to take care of, but you know, when you start talking about people in whether that you have people in your elderly family member's home, or if they're in some type of an assisted living center, you know, these are things where if you have these types of financial information, whether it's debit cards or checks or things that are out and available, you know, you have to recognize that some of these family members, you'll have strangers coming into their room while they're sleeping. And if this information isn't locked away, you know, and if you all haven't made preparation with respect to, you know, notifying the bank that, hey, we now have a family, you know, Aunt Susie's now going to be in an assisted living center. You know, please, we'd like to reduce the type of the dollar amount of transactions on a daily basis that can happen in this account. There's a lot of different safeguards once you talk to your bank that you can put on debit card and access.
Wow.
A lot of that has to be.
Man, are you okay?
I'm in like in the middle of this. I'm in the middle
Was that thunder?
Thunderstorm. Yes. It's like the background soundtrack of our show right now. Well, you know, my studio area is
wrong for a minute.
My studio in my apartment at West End is very near a window and a sliding glass door. So, it's right there. So, yeah, I mean, there's showers around. We do the show here live, and you're going to hear some thunder. It's part of the show at this point. Paul, talk about the importance of not mailing checks because of the increase of check fraud.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and this has been nationally, but we've also seen it locally where a lot of these standalone little depositories for checks where they get broken into and the checks get copied or they get washed, if you will, and then you have a fraudulent transaction. You can still mail checks. There's still a lot of concern over that, but if you are going to mail a check, make sure that you do so and you go into the post office itself and you're putting that in there. But there's a lot of different ways now that you can do that. Again, we're talking about some elderly or let's say some of our more experienced citizens, if you will. They have really gravitated towards online banking and mobile banking and the electronic transfer of funds and payments and so on, especially following COVID, right? You had a lot of maybe lagging adapters that they had to because they had concerns about getting out. Mm-hmm. So you can take advantage of that. And you can, if you are a little unsure about it, you can always go into your local bank. You know, we've got all of our folks on our retail platform as well as in our back office consistently help our folks with making sure that they understand and they can navigate and recognize how to set up their bill pay and set up certain things to provide a little bit more of a safety net. Not to mention, when you put these things on these types of payments, it does take a little bit of stress off of the individual. They don't have to worry, oh, did I pay that bill? Or, oh, did that happen? Because it's now a little bit more of an automatic process.
Right. Understand. It's such good advice, and it's great that Metairie Bank does so much to, you know, help seniors. And so many of those seniors are the parents and grandparents of our listeners, and some of the seniors are our listeners. So, Paul, as always, thank you very much. Paul Myers, North Shore Market President for Metairie Bank. Thanks for being with us on Scoot on the Air Money Trends on WWL.
Scoot, have a great day and be safe over there. It sounds like weather's getting a little rough.
I will, yes. It's storming at West End right now, so wherever you are, it might be heading in your direction. All right, Paul, thanks for being with us.